Hi there. Today we are going to talk about the PostgreSQL Network Filter Foreign VoIP Proxy. I'm Fabrizio. I'm working in IT for 25 years. I'm a Postgres developer at Ongress. It's a company that provides professional services on Postgres and develop related tools. My friend Alvaro will talk more about Ongress very soon. I'm a PostgreSQL contributor and a Brazilian community leader.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm Alvaro or Alvaro. I'm the founder of Ongress. This company means on Postgres. We do work on R&D on Postgres. We provide professional services. That's part of the background. And I'm frequently found on Postgres conference, on other database, or even Java programming conference sometimes. And I also like to work on the Postgres community. And in general, I also founded a Postgres nonprofit, the foundation in Spain, Fundación PostgreSQL, which is devoted to promote Postgres all around the world. Also just compulsory curriculum. I'm also an Amazon Data Hero. And you can find me on Twitter or my personal website for any question after this talk. So let's talk about today about how we could enhance what is Postgres observability. Let's try to analyze where it comes from, how it works, and if there's anything we can do to make it better. So basically, Postgres monitoring, because we'll keep logs and traces for potentially other talks. Let's focus on monitoring. And Postgres monitoring is something that is actually not a solution that is integrated in core. You normally need to use external tools to make queries to Postgres and to get some information. The good news is that Postgres provides quite a good wealth of information that you can query with SQL. So what is called the Postgres catalog, which includes tables and views, which you can query, provide a lot of information related to how the database is operating. So this is very good for information, and we can make queries to gather all this monitoring data. The problem is that the volume of queries that we need to sometimes incur